Road of Life, brought to you by Dove, D-U-Z, Dove, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery. Dr. Brent, call surgery.
Now, here's a short story about someone you may know. It concerns a lady who didn't...
Didn't what?
Didn't know that does is best. She didn't believe that D-U-Z, does everything in the wash.
Say, that sounds like me.
Really?
Uh-huh. I used to be stubborn as a mule about my old wash day soap. I used to say I wouldn't change soaps for nobody.
Well, what finally made you try does?
Well, curiosity. I got to wondering if Dove really could make my tough wash any easier.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I've got stacks of black, dirty overalls and towels. And then there's my colored rayons to worry about.
Well, no wonder you changed from a lady who didn't to a lady who does. You know, Dove does best. This new kind of soap does everything. It gives you unbeaten suds for cleaning those work clothes, unsurpassed whiteness for towels, along with greater safety for those nice colors.
Well, believe me, those overalls come clean easy now. No more hard scrubbing like I used to.
Sure. No soap anywhere gets clothes clean easier than does.
And the towels are so white now. Honestly, I've never seen a whiter wash.
Well, no soap made washes whiter than does.
And my rayon undies look so pretty now.
Sure. Does is safer for colors, leaves them brighter. Does best. And that's been proved. 25 different wash day soaps were compared with does. This new kind of soap beat them all with its amazing combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So, ladies, compare does yourself.
You'll find does best. Does everything.
And now we invite you to listen to Road of Life. Being divorced by the woman he still loves, on the one hand, and accused of a breach of medical ethics on the other, Jim Brent finds that life must go on along the road cut out for it. Dividing his time as a member of the staff of City Hospital and as head of Wiley Memorial Hospital, a neuropsychiatric institution, Jim constantly tries to keep caught up with his work at both places. It's 4:30 in the afternoon now, and Jim Brent is in his office at Wiley Memorial. Seated across the desk from him is Sylvia Bertram, one of the nurses, who was also one of his old friends. Miss Bertram is trying her best to appear patient while Jim concludes another of the ever-present telephone calls which have been interrupting their interview.
Yes, doctor. Yes, if you do, I'd appreciate hearing about it. Oh, not at all. No. Well, thank you, doctor. Goodbye.
Oh, well... I thought you'd never finish that one.
I'm sorry, Sylvia, but there was just nothing I could do. Now, let's see. You came in here about an hour ago, and in between phone calls told me about the shortage of nurses we've run up against.
That's right. Now, what's to be done about it?
Well, Sylvia, I don't think anything's going to be done about it.
But we need more help out here.
Oh, I'm sure of it, but the nursing situation being what it is today, we just aren't going to get any. I don't like to say this, but...
Anything. Say anything you want to.
Well, the only solution to the problem I can offer is that you work more. The truth of the matter, Sylvia, is that all of us have been working hard lately.
I know. How many 18-hour days have you put in during the past month?
Oh, don't worry about me. I enjoy it. I thrive on it.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean it. A lot of work is good for me.
Mm, yes. Now that I think of it. That's probably true. I can't think of anything better for you at this time than working as hard as you can.
Well.
No, I'm serious about that, Jim.
Why?
What do you hear from Carol?
Oh, I guess. Why, she's on her way to Reno, I guess. No, you're not fooling Sylvia. In fact, you're 100% correct. The best thing in the world for me now is work.
Well, I didn't bring this up to rake over what's going to be the past.
I know.
And I certainly don't think you should knock yourself out with work.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. I wouldn't do that.
I know you better. You won't take time off unless someone puts a gun in your face and ties you to a chair.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, prove it.
Well, how?
Why don't you come to the house for dinner some evening?
Well, I...
I'll guarantee you, we won't talk shop.
Okay, when'll it be?
What about tonight?
No, tonight's out. I'll be busy at the lab in the hospital, but it's a date for some other evening.
Fine. You look as though a home-cooked meal could do wonders for you.
Hey, now, wait a minute. I'm not going to have all this sympathy thrown at me just because...
Jim.
Oh, hello, Doc.
Oh. Hey, I didn't know you were busy, Jim.
Well, good afternoon, Dr. Thompson.
Oh, Sylvia. I just stopped by to go over a few cases with you, but if you...
Sit down, Doc. Sit down.
Dr. Brent and I have finished our talk. If I'm going to interrupt your discussion, Dr. Thompson,
I... Stay right where you are, Sylvia. You can help fill in on a few of these cases, if you will, please.
Oh, I'd be glad to.
It's a gosh darn busy lately. I don't know whether I'm coming or going. How are you, Jim?
Oh, good enough. What are these cases you want to tell me about?
Got much time to spend?
Well, not too much. I've got to get back to city.
Well, then I'll make them short. Remember that Mason fellow?
Mason?
A young boy. Dementia precox.
Oh, yes.
I've been administering shock treatment for the last 10 days.
And?
The results are beautiful, Jim. I think we'll be able to discharge him in another week or so.
Good.
I'd like to have you take a look at him before we do, though.
Let's see. How will tomorrow be?
Fine. 2:30?
Make it 3.
Okay. Now, about that multiple sclerosis case that came in last week. Dr. Hall's handling it.
Well, does he think we got it in time?
He didn't say, but there may be some reason for hope.
Wonderful.
Routine patients are all listed in this folder. You can take it with you and go over their conditions when you have a spare moment.
All right, thanks, Doc. Oh, say, what about that brother-in-law of mine?
Evans?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know, Jim. I've been working with him every day.
Well, he does show a slight improvement from time to time.
It's just the trouble. The improvement's only slight.
Oh, I wish I had a little extra time. I'd like to study the case myself for a while.
Well, maybe you will have a little time pretty soon.
Oh, we keep telling ourselves that we'll find time for this and find time for that, and we never seem to do it. It's too bad, too, because I'd like to spend a lot more time out here.
Maybe one of these days you'll be able to spend all your time with us.
Oh, I wish he could.
Well, Sylvia, from what I hear, maybe he will spend all his time out here. Only it won't be of his own choosing.
What?
What are you talking about?
That's all they're talking about down at the professional club. No more city hospital for Jim Brent.
Hold that. Well, tell him not to be too sure of it.
Jim, are you thinking of resigning from city?
I am not.
Frazier's thinking of Jim's resigning, though.
Jim... What is this?
Oh, nothing at all.
Not to hear Frazier tell it.
Have you gotten into another one of those quibbling arguments with Dr. Frazier again? Good heavens. I thought when I left City Hospital and came here, I'd heard the end of him.
I don't know how it started, but it's not a quibbling little argument anymore. This is the wind-up, the main event.
Oh, you're dramatizing it, Doc.
Am I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if I am dramatizing it, that charge he's brought against you isn't a very comic one. Is the overtones of a tragedy.
For goodness sake. What are you two talking about?
Oh, Doc Thompson's building a molehill up to the sky. The other night I was on call at City. Just as I was about to go off, they brought in an accident case that was pretty badly smashed up. The interns were all busy, so a little nurse by the name of Regan wheeled him in. The first doctor she could find to take a look at him was Frazier.
Frazier? Bothering with a charity case? That's a new one.
Well, he didn't do much bothering. He took one or two peeps at him and left the poor devil lying on a cart in the first floor card.
Hmm. That's more like him.
Anyhow, when I saw him, I took him right up to surgery. The only operating room that was free at the time had been reserved for Frazier. And old Palmer didn't want to give it to me.
Actually not. Frazier's her idol.
Oh, I got it, finally. But about halfway through the operation, Frazier stormed in, madder than a hatter. The patient he had the room reserved for was only a chronic appendix case, but... She was getting angry at the delay.
I heard she was the wife of one of the executives of North Shore Refining and Smelting.
I can understand Frazier's anxiety, all right. But I had a man on the table who was sinking fast. We began to shoot words back and forth about whose operating room it was, and before you knew it, just as I was about to start a new incision, Frazier grabbed hold of my arm and swung me around. I tell you, Doc, I was so darned angry, the only thing I could think of was, well, what I did.
And that was...
I hit him.
Good for you. How many times?
Just once.
That was once too often.
Well, it may not be proper for me to say this, but we're all old friends.
I think Frazier's had this coming to him for a long time.
That's just what Frazier thinks about Jim, Sylvia. He's filed expulsion charges against him with the staff and board of trustees.
But why?
Breach of ethics.
Oh.
What are you going to do about it, Jim?
Say, have you been talking to that boy of mine? He's beginning to sound just like John. He walks around worrying all day about it.
Well, it isn't something to pass over lightly.
Oh, maybe not, but it's definitely not the sort of thing to sit around and brew over. Especially when I'm half an hour late for my appointments at City. Doc, I'll read these reports tonight and have them back for you tomorrow.
But I thought you were going to do some lab work tonight.
I'll do the lab work and then read these. Let's see now, what did I do with my coat? Oh, outside. Well, you'll forgive me, won't you, because I'm going to run now.
But, Jim...
No. You two sit here and rest for a minute. Both of you look dog-tired. I'll see you tomorrow, Sylvia. Doc, call me if anything turns up, will you?
All right, Jim. We'll try to keep things under control.
Thanks. See you later.
I'm worried about that man.
You mean because of that Frazier thing?
What does he plan on doing?
Well, he guessed right. John did call me about it this afternoon.
Yes?
I don't think there's too much cause for worry, Sylvia. What he's going to do is to go up in front of that board next week and tell exactly what happened from beginning to end.
Is that all?
He is in the right, you know.
But Frazier's just about as shrewd as they come.
Yes, but that boy of his is working on Jim. If John can get him to ask that Miss Regan and one or two people who are in the operating room to testify on his behalf, he shouldn't have any trouble at all. The men on the staff and the board of trustees aren't idiots, after all. As I say, Jim is in the right.
Wonder how much that counts, though.
Faith in Jim and faith in the right are all good and well. But the fact remains that Grant Frazier has already arranged for the departure of Miss Regan from Chicago. And as for one of the people who was present in the operating room, he's taken care of that, too. The testimony to be given by Ethel Lanier, the surgical nurse, will be in complete sympathy with her friend and benefactor, Grant Frazier. You know, some folks are just naturally pessimistic. Yesterday, I told a lady, does is best. It does everything in your wash. And I said, that goes for dishwashing, too. Well, she just murmured, nothing about dishwashing sounds good to me. Oh, I told her, you should does them. Does everything for dishes. This new kind of soap gives you suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to hands. But she only answered, that's easy to say. Well, does it, I said. This new kind of soap bursts into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you don't keep pouring in more soap. And how does goes after greasy frying pans? No more hard scouring to cut that tough grease. Well, the lady perked up a little and said, sounds okay. Why, does treats your hands okay, too, I said. It's kinder to them than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves your hands ever so soft and smooth. Well, that did it. She smiled. I think I'll does my dishes. Good for you, I said. You'll see does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Be sure to listen tomorrow when D.U.Z. Does will again bring you another absorbing episode on Road of Life. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.